Today is the 16th Sunday after Pentecost. We're also celebrating the external solemnity of St. Pius X, since that was this past Monday, Labor Day, September 3rd. So we have the opportunity to celebrate the external solemnity the Sunday after. So the epistle for the feast of St. Pius X is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Brethren, we had confidence in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God in much carefulness, for our exhortation was not of error, nor of uncleanliness, nor in deceit. But as we were approved by God that the gospel should be committed to us, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God, who proveth our hearts. For neither have we used at any time the speech of flattery, as you know, nor taken an occasion of covetousness, God is witness. Nor sought we glory of men, neither of you nor of others, whereas we might have been burdensome to you as the apostles of Christ, what we became little ones in the midst of you, as if a nurse should cherish her children. So desirous of you, we would gladly impart unto you not only the gospel of God, but also our own souls, because you were become most dear unto us. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from John chapter 21. At that time, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? He saith to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith to him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? He saith to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, Feed my sheep. Please be seated. To restore all things in Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As I mentioned, we have this opportunity to celebrate the external solemnity of St. Pius X, since we had his feast day on Labor Day this year. So it gives us a reflection, gives us a chance to look at, obviously, St. Pius X, why the Archbishop chose him to be the patron, especially because of, in a sense, the fight that we're in, the fight against modernism, which, if you know the encyclical Pascendi, it was actually written on the feast that we celebrated yesterday, the Nativity of Our Lady, September 8th in 1907. So we have many, many years that it has passed. But in some ways, it is still very, very pertinent to our day. Pius XII referred to him as an apostle of the interior life and then a model for our modern world. These were some of the things that Pius XII had mentioned and had thought about when he talked about the beatification of Pius X. He listed some things that he said were the traits that he found in him, the traits that we find in St. Pius X, certainly as a holy pope, one who led the church, but then specific things that he brought out, his concern for the sanctity of the clergy. And he said that was the key to truly restore all things in Christ, is if you have a holy clergy, they will be able to then to give to the faithful this idea and this sense of bringing all things in Christ. He also mentioned of how he had the renewal of the ecclesiastical studies, especially St. Thomas Aquinas, which again is a way for the priests, you know, to become holy. They learn from the angelic doctor, that Summa Theologica, the summary of the study of God. Well, then they'll be able to give and impart that to the faithful. He's also his concern for the salvation of souls, and I think that's one of the things that we think about. The salvation of souls is the first law of the church. And this first law of the church is something that we should all think about for our own selves, but then realizing that is the importance of, in a true sense, the mission that the society started with, because the Archbishop realized we have to try to save souls. And saving souls in this crisis in the church, that is why then he formed the society. That was the whole purpose, and that's why he chose St. Pius X as his patron. Because St. Pius X was fighting against the modernism that was trying to destroy the church from within. But that concern for the salvation of souls, this is the first law of the church, something that we must keep in mind for all the things that we do. Then also his defense of the faith in its fullness and its purity. Again, that is why then he attacked so very clearly modernism, because he saw what it was trying to do, of how it was trying to affect the Catholic Church. And then finally, his love of the liturgy. St. Pius X had wrote his Motu Proprio on music, talked about the liturgy itself, that he wanted to have people to understand the beauty that the Catholic Church has in its liturgy and therefore to give to her faithful. So these are the traits that also not only did Pius XII see at the beatification of St. Pius X, but certainly those are the things that drew the Archbishop to St. Pius X himself when he was looking at a patron for his society. Because remember that the purpose of the society is the restoration of the Catholic priesthood. That restoring the Catholic priesthood first and foremost to be able to give the sacraments to the faithful, to help them save their souls. Again, going back to that first law of the church, the salvation of souls is the highest law in the church. And so that is why then the Archbishop did what he did. And so that battle that St. Pius X took on at the beginning of his pontificate, remembering that St. Pius X only reigned for 11 years. So in some ways, in looking at a pontificate, it was a relatively short one. But yet he saw the battle that was there. He saw the battle that must be fought. And that's why he went so strongly against modernism itself, writing the encyclical, exposing what it truly was, and showing to us how, in a sense, how to fight it. And that was the thing with Pascendi also. He also gave remedies to that. The remedies for us then to fight against this error that had become in the church. And St. Pius X, in his encyclical, he refers to modernism as a synthesis of all heresies, of all the errors that have attacked the church, that they were all brought together under this one heading. And so from that shows very clearly the fight that we're in. Father Kamel, who was a Dominican, he was also a friend of the Archbishop. He was one who lived, I think he died in the early 80s, but he lived through this time period. And so he could see then what had taken place through the Second Vatican Council. And he had mentioned of how this modernism has infected the church itself, infected the hierarchy. And so that's something that he said, but one of the things that we have to take consolation in the fact is that the gates of hell will never prevail against the church, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how bad it seems, that Satan will never win out. And so he says that is the consolation that we must take from that. And so he says this evil will not destroy the church. It will attack the church, certainly. And that is something that we obviously see. We're living through the damage that it has done to the church itself. And we continue to see that come out in the church as it continues to continue on in the Second Vatican Council, the spirit of that. But he says that even though it will not destroy the church, it will penetrate into the church. So it's interesting to see that before he died, he had mentioned, he said, this fight that we're in, he said, especially those of you that hold to the traditions of the church, the true faith, the true mass, he said, you have to be a witness to them. He said, otherwise it is useless. And being a witness, what did he mean by that? By being a witness to something that you live by that, you show your love to it. And he says that is one of the things that we must impress upon the people and the faithful is this true love for the true Mass, the true faith, that therefore that they will live that, because we're all imbued with the world around us. We're all tainted by this world that we live in. And so therefore, that's why he says we have to be a true witness to that faith that we hold to. It must be something that becomes integral to us, becomes a part of us. And that's something that we talked about last Sunday, talked about many times, of how our faith must be something that is integral to our daily life. And so that is what Father Kamel was saying as our part that we can take in battling this error, this problem. If we show our true love for the faith, if we live that every day of our life, we're doing our part. Because it's also interesting to see that he brings up and just says that through the crisis in the church and what has happened to the church itself, he said there is no simple answer to that. He says the apostasy has fine-tuned its methods too perfectly for it to be defeated without a miracle. So he is saying that the apostasy that we find in today's church, it has been too fine-tuned to be beaten without a miracle from God. So in some ways, we have to come back to that idea of looking at the crisis in the church and what has happened, and seeing that it is something that only God can solve. We do our part, yes, as he says. We become witnesses to the faith that we have. The faith to the true Mass, faith to the true, to our true faith. That we become witnesses to that. But this is truly then a battle that God is going to have to change at some point. When? God only knows. But it's interesting to see how he saw that before his death. That he saw how much that it has come into the church itself. But he also kind of lamented the fact of those that go to, say, the traditional Mass, but yet don't live it. Because he says, in a true sense, they are part of the problem. And so therefore, we must make it a part of us. That must give us a strong love for God, a strong love for our faith. And how important that is. Of how it must be a part of our daily life. And so it's a reflection for us, especially when we look at the Feast of St. Pius X, when we look at what he had given to us, his defense of the church, his protection of the church. He protected it as long as he could. But don't forget, he died in 1914. And so he saw the beginnings of that problem. And so, yes, he fought it with all he had. But then we would see, again, it rear its ugly head years later. And then how much that it has, in a sense, penetrated into the church itself. And that is what we find ourselves in today. And so what is our responsibility in this? A true love for our faith. And that love will be shown in living our faith. That's not enough for us just to come to Mass and that's it. We have to live a Catholic life, an integral Catholic life. And so that is why Father Kamel had said one of the remedies that we must turn to is the Blessed Virgin Mary. That we must turn to her and ask for the help, especially because of the fact of it won't happen without a miracle. And we know how Our Lady also was instrumental in the first miracle that our Lord performed. That she can also help us in these times that we're living in. And so certainly let us turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let us turn to St. Pius X in praying for, in a sense, this miracle. but also asking for us to be faithful to the true Mass, the true faith that God has given to us, that we've been blessed with. Let us be faithful to that, and so that we can do our part in restoring all things in Christ. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.